The Palestinian Foreign Ministry says it will send a delegation to the Czech capital, Prague, to help investigate the circumstances surrounding the death of the Palestinian ambassador to the Czech Republic. Stefan Boss reports.
Czech investigators say the 56-year-old Palestinian ambassador Jamal al-Jamal was the victim of an explosion which occurred while he opened an old safe that had been left untouched for more than 2 decades. After the accident in his Prague residence, the diplomat was rushed to hospital, but he later died of his injuries. The safe reportedly came from a building in Prague which had been used in the 1980s by the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, led by Yasser Arafat. The PLO, which had close ties to what was Czechoslovakia and other Soviet satellite states, has been linked to attacks in the 1980s. Yet Czech officials were quick to point out that the explosive device found in the Palestinian ambassador's residence may have been part of the safe's security mechanism. We are still investigating, but currently believe it was not a terrorist attack, says Czech police chief Martin Sebecik. However, the incident remains under investigation, with the Palestinian Foreign Ministry sending a special delegation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos.